Nishmas, Menucha, Freda, Bas Yaakov, Yehuda. Okay. Ready?
Indeed.
Okay, so let me move this. There. Okay, so here we go. We are up to the second line on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. Second line on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, where it says, so we said yesterday, three reasons why you're not allowed to burn Tomei oil on Yontif. Right? You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, B'Yontif Huda Asr. On Yontif, you're not allowed to do that. Ha-Bachol, Shaper Dummy. But on a weekday, there's no problem. Why would there be a problem? My timer, what's the reason for this? Right? And we're going to see in a minute, you're not allowed to do this with Maaser Sheni. You're not allowed to burn Maaser Sheni on a weekday, Maaser Sheni that became Tomei. You're not allowed to burn it to get firewood out of it. You're not allowed to do that. So how come Mekachim you're allowed to? My timer. So there's a few reasons. Number one, Amar Rav. Kishem Shemitzvah Lisrav HaKachim Shinitmu. Just like there's a mitzvah to burn kachim that got tamei, kach mitzvah lisrof es hatruma shenitmu. So too, it's a mitzvah to burn truma that got tamei, and truma and kachim are the same. Says Rashi, as the second wide, the second skinny line, es hatruma shenitmu, the damu lekodesh, because it's compared to kachim. The ode also mishum takala, it's a takala. What does takala mean? If you leave it just hanging around, we're afraid maybe it's gonna you're gonna eat it. You might use it in an improper way. So get rid of it. Get rid of it. And how do you get rid of it? You have to burn it. What if you want to pour it down the drain? You allowed to do that? You have to burn it. The chiv to burn it. Right. So Tosfos says in the Tosfos of Kach Ata Mitzvah Lasrof Es Hatruma Pirush Bekuntres. Rashi said, "Mishum de lo leis lebel de takala." That shouldn't come to a takala. You shouldn't come to eat it. So lefi tamze nira lav dafka sreifa doesn't have to be burnt. Elo hu adin shar biur. You can get rid of it any old way, right? V'chein pirish behedya be'elu overin. It's a beferish story. In Eil Overin it says that v'li nira. But I think the besof tamura in the end of tamura katani it says. Truma Tameya, if Truma got Tamei, Bahadi Hanisrafin, it has to be burnt. Vikatanim Bahasam Hanisrafin Lo Yikbaru. If it's supposed to be burnt, don't bury it. Al Kenira Disrefa Dafka. No, Mamash has to be burnt. Mishum Dumya de Kodesh, because it's just like Kachim. Umidurabana Didurabanan, Inami Midaraisa, the Ikri Kodesh, because it's Mamish called Kodesh. Either way, see, so Tosa's not sure. He thinks you mamish have to burn it, right? That's why some say, but same with chametz. What about chametz? So we all burn it. That's only one sheet in the Gemara. The majority there says, the chachamim say, you can do anything. You can throw it to the wind, put it in the ocean. We bedafka burn it. Why? Because why not? Why not be yotze that one sheeta? But do you have to burn it? So interesting. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the first answer is, Rav said, just like it's a mitzvah to burn kachim, it's a mitzvah to burn the truma too. Vamar Torah, b'shas biura, teheni. Yeah, Vamar Torah, b'shas biura, teheni mimenu. And while it's being burned, you can get enough from it. So you can use it for firewood. Heichan Amar Torah, where did the Torah say that? While I'm using it, I can. Midrav Nachman, Damar Nachman, Rav Ravua, Amar Ukra. It says, v'ani hine nasati lucha. I'm giving to you as Mishmeres Trumosoi, my Trumos. What's my Trumos? Bishtei Trumos Akasav Medaber. Two different kinds of Trumos. Echa Truma Tahora, Dachas Truma Temeya. Kosher and non kosher. V'amar Rachmana, and what does the Torah say? Lecha, it's for you. How could Tomei Truma be for you and I'll eat it? The answer is, Shalacha Tehe Lahasaka Tachas Tavshilech. You can use it for firewood. That's how you know. You're allowed to, you have to burn it during the weekday. You have to burn it during the weekday. But while you're burning it, you can get an oil while you're burning it. You can use it for firewood. That's the first answer. V'ibayisema, another way. Mid Rabbi Avo. From Rabbi Avo. Dam Rabbi Avo, Am Rabbi Yochanan. It says, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it says, V'lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. And I didn't destroy it when it was tamei. I didn't do that, right? Mimenu i'atamavir. Yeah, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to do that. However, avol atamavir shemen shel truma shenitmeis. But you're allowed to get rid of shemen truma that became tamei. Okay? Maaser Sheni not. Truma, yes. So if Gemara says, V'ema maybe mimenu i'atamavir avol atamavir shemen shel kodesh shenitma. Maybe it only means that shemen shel kodesh is mutter to burn, but not shemen shel maaser sheni. So the Gemara says, lav kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma maaser hakal. Maaser so kal. Maaser so kal. Maaser sheni, it's so kal. Omra Torah. The Torah said, lo bi'arti meni b'tamei, and that you can't burn b'tuma. So kodesh chomer lo kolshkin. So kodesh, which is more machmer, for sure you can't burn. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. Ihachi trumanami lema kalvachomeru. So truma is the same kalvachomer. We're trying to say over here that you're allowed to burn truma that got tamei. How do you know? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to burn maaser sheni that got tamei. That you're not allowed to burn. What about truma that got tamei? No, that you're allowed to burn. Maybe it means you're allowed to burn kachim. No, kachim is more machmer. But truma is also more machmer. So how do we learn this out? So haksiv mimenu, but it says mimenu. Right? It says mimenu. At the end of the day, it says mimenu. Which, what does mimenu mean? Mimenu means only maaser sheni I didn't. Only maaser sheni I'm not allowed to burn. One thing I am allowed to burn. What's that one thing? Truma. What about kachim? No, according to him, you're not allowed to burn kachim. Why not? My Royce, why are we saying you're allowed to burn truma and you're not allowed to burn kachim? My Royce, why? Mistabra kodesh lo mimatine. It's mistabra to say that kachim is not excluded, and you're not allowed to burn kachim. Why not? Shekain, simin, panek, akas. It has the following six things that truma doesn't have. Number one, pigle. Kachim has a thing called pigle, right? You have the wrong machshava. There's no pshayach pigle by truma. Number two, noser. Pigle, kachim can become noser. Truma can't become noser. Number three, carbon. Number three is what? That kachim is carbonos. It's a whole different world. Truma's not carbonos. Now, the first three, it's very, very difficult why these are even on the list. Because, I mean, you can say kachim comes from animals and truma doesn't come from animals. I mean, you can make up anything. They're not even comparable. The fact that kachim has pigle and noser has nothing to do with truma. It's not even comparable. So we'll see that in a minute. What was even the havamina? This should even be on the list.
Why did the Gemara need to bring another reason why you could burn truma when we had the original reason of the two trumas?
No, it's a different person. He had a different. He looked out of a different vart. That's all.
Okay.
Why didn't he like that vart? I don't know. Now the Gemara gives three more reasons. First of all, me'ila. There's such a thing as me'ila when it comes to truma. Now, by the way, there's me'ila when it comes to truma also. Me'ila by kachim, I'm sorry. There's a certain kind of me'ila. It's not really me'ila. It's not me'ila. It's a special halacha when it comes to kachim. Number five is kares. What's kares? So Rashi says, la'ochla, if somebody eats kachim, bitumas haguf, when he's tamei, he gets kares. What is tamei? What is kares? And then Rashi says, what about if you eat truma and you're not allowed to eat truma? Truma is misa bidei shamayim. Truma is a different thing. That's called misa bidei shamayim. Yamav niktzarim. Your days are shortened. Avol enu holech ariri. But you don't go, but nothing happens to your children. Which implies that Rashi seems to hold that kares affects your children. And misa bidei shamayim, which is a lower level, affects only you. This Tosfos, we're not going to read it because it takes too long. This big Tosfos Kares goes through. It's not so simple. There's a machlokas about it. What exactly Kares is. Whether Kares is 60. Some say 50. A misa b'day shemayim means you could just die at any time. Then Tosfos says that only affects your children. It's a machlokas about that also. Some say only if the Torah says the word ariri, which means your children, only then they get affected by this avera. Not. It's a complicated sugya. Anyway, it's a chumrah by kachim that you don't have by truma. And number six, asr l'onein. Kachim are not allowed to be eaten by an onein. What about a guy who's truma? Why can't he eat truma? Right? Says the Gemara, adarabba. No, truma's better. Truma should be off the list. You shouldn't be able to burn truma when it's tame. You know why? Shikane, lomi matina. Shikane, machpaz. It has the following four things. There isn't six more than four. So we'll get to that question in a minute. What are the four things? So there's a hard four things. Number one, machpaz seven. Number one, misa. What's misa? Says Rashi. No. Misa by a zor. Misa by a zor. That if a zor eats truma, he gets misa. But didn't we just say one line ago we said that kachim is more machmir because it's kares, and by truma you don't have that? So how could misa now be a chumra that you have by truma? Doesn't make any sense. Kares is more machmir than misa b'dei shemayim. So how could misa here be a chumra? You hear the question? Anyone hear this question? It's a question. So who asked this question? This question is asked by Tosfos, not here, in Yevamos. And Tosfos answers, listen to this. What if a zor eats kachim? Not a tummy person, but a zor. I'm not a Kohen. I go to the Kohen's house and I eat some of his karbanos. What happens to me? Maybe you get malchus. Maybe. You don't get misa. So in the world of zor, truma is more machmir than kachim. That has to be the pshat. Okay? That's number one. Number two, chomesh. You have to pay a fifth. If you eat truma improperly, you have to pay a fifth. Rashi says something staggering. Because we all learned that don't you pay a fifth by me'ilah too? Don't you pay a fifth by me'ilah too? If you partake of kachim without permission, don't you pay a fifth? So Rashi says, it's in the middle of this Rashi. It's like five lines where the lines get. Rashi machpaz. We'll do the last Rashi on the page. Misa b'dei shemayim, lazar, Rashi says, lazar ha'ochla, o kohen tamei, fine. The chomesh, lazar ha'ochla b'shogig. Where a chomesh, if a zor eats shuma b'shogig, he has to pay a fifth. The chsiv, it says, ki yochel b'kodesh b'shkaga, v'yosef chamishi so olav. Now, Rashi knows what we're going to think. One second. There's a chomesh by me'ilu too. Avol chomesh mishah sheyesh hetu l'kahanim kitruma. However, whenever a kohen is allowed to eat the carbon, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not a kohen. But what if you go ahead and eat it? There's no chomesh on that. Yatzim midei mi'ila. It's not mi'ila anymore. Shuv ein chomesh b'shigas achiloso. There's no chomesh on that. So when a kohen's allowed to eat truma, you pay a fifth. When a kohen's allowed to eat kachim, you don't pay a fifth. So therefore, truma is more machmir. Number three, turn the page. Number three, the ein lo pidyon. You can't redeem truma. Kachim, you can redeem. You donate something, you can redeem it. You can't redeem truma. And number four, the asura lazarim. It's usur for non-kahanim. There are kabanos that everybody could eat. So truma is more machmer. So the Gemara answers, well, hanach nefishin. Well, there are six items by kachim, and there are four items by truma. Six is more than four. Therefore, kachim is off the list. Therefore, kachim, you're never allowed to burn. Sorry, you're not allowed to have hana while you burn it. And truma, you are. So, it's the Ritva. Isn't it obvious that six is more than four? What was this whole exercise? No, maybe truma's more because there are only four things. Four is less than six. What was the havamina? And the Ritva says the havamina was, why on earth is pigel no certain carbon on the list? They have no shaykhis to truma at all. Why are they on the list? They shouldn't be on the list. They have nothing to do with each other. So I would have thought they should be off the list. And if they're off the list, then only three. Four from Truma beat three from Kachim. Kamashma, none of them are on the list. Why are they on the list? Not 100% sure why they're on the list. They have nothing to do with anything, but they're on the list. Okay? V'bayisema, I'll give you a second reason. Kodesh chamor shekin onish kares. Kodesh is still worse, even if you want to take those things off the list. It's still worse because kares is the worst thing. And therefore, it's worse no matter what. And therefore, it's not on the list. And therefore, you're not allowed to get hano when you burn kachim, but you are allowed to get hano when you burn truma. That's answer number two. That's the second way we know that we're talking about that during, on a weekday when you burn the truma, you can get hana. Three, Rav Nachman Mitzvah Gomar, Amar Korad says, titain lo. Lo, v'lo la'oro. Normally, when you're allowed to eat truma, don't use it for firewood. Don't do that. Use it to eat. Michlal, tabasaruhu. All right, if it's tamei, then you can use it for firewood. And therefore, when it's tamei, you're allowed to get hana. So there are three makaros, and that ends this gemara. Okay, next. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel said, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel said, you're not allowed to use itron, which is some kind of foul-smelling oil. Don't use itron to light your Shabbos candles. Don't do that. Now, the Mishnah didn't say why, so the gemara says, my time, or why not? Why can't you use itron? Amar Rava, mitoch sherecho ra, because it's foul-smelling. Gzeira, shema, yanichena, v'yetzei. Maybe you'll say, I can't sit in this room. I can't sit here. I got to get out of here. It smells. You're going to go to the other room. So what? It's amalei abaya. So v'yetzei. So go to the other room. What's a big deal? What's a problem? It's amalei. No. Shani Omer, why are you lighting candles for Shabbos? Why? Hadlakas neros b'Shabbos chovah. It's a chov to light candles on Shabbos. Why? Why are we lighting candles on Shabbos? Why?
So that people will enjoy Shabbos.
So people will enjoy Shabbos. That's not what Rashi said. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi says, the Rashi of Chova, kavod Shabbos who? It's kavod for Shabbos. What's kavod? Yeah. Kavod means it's honor. It's an honor. When you come to a candlelit dinner, a romantic candlelit dinner, it has more meaning if the candles are not there. Right? We all know that. Candles add ambiance. So Rashi says, kavod Shabbos who? She'ein suda chashuva el b'makom or. It's not a chash of a suda if you're eating in the dark, right? Ke'ein yumama, like the daytime. The perek basra de yuma. Tosfos, the second Tosfos says, pirish, makom suda de chovahu, she'yisod b'makom haner. You should be where the candle is. Mishum, oneg. It's a different thing. Oneg. Rashi and Tosfos argue, why we like Shabbos candles? Rashi says, covet Shabbos. And Tosfos says, oneg Shabbos. What? I'm not sure it's the biggest machlokas in the world. They could both agree with each other, really. Right?
You can honor it by enjoying it.
Exactly. It's really both. You honor it by enjoying it, but Rashi uses the word kavod, and Tosfos uses the word oneg. Right. So obviously they're arguing about something. What exactly they're arguing about, I'm not 100% sure. They're arguing about something. And Rashi, Tosfos continues, Avahalokas gner gufa lo havi parach abaya. Abaya had no issue with lighting Shabbos candles. He knew you have to do that. The pshita de chovahu, ditnan. It's obvious. Where does it ever say you have to light Shabbos candles? Never says it. What it does say is, ditnan, we're going to learn later in the week, al gimel averos nashim, three averos women can die during childbirth. And one of them is alokas neros. So it's like a back in. We're going to back in. They have to do alokas neros. Because by the way, women can die during childbirth if they don't. So we see from here that they must do it. Someone's got to do it. They have to do it. Right? So Abaya didn't have an issue with that. Abaya just said, so you can't leave the room. What kind of thing is leaving the room? So if you're going to leave the room, then what are you going to light them for?
If there's no women, if there's no woman, why do men have to light Shabbos candles then?
Because the reason, there are a few reasons why women do it. Some say because they're more home. It's a practical, what the Rambam says, practical reason. Women are home, let them do it, right? Others say, no, they chava with a chet, to be masakin the chet, all these, whatever it is. Either it's a practical reason or a Kabbalistic reason. Either way, the minute developed, they do it.
That's not because of childbirth. Those are different reasons.
No, so if the minute developed, they should do it. And if they don't do it, if they're negligent, then we're going to learn when you're having a baby, Hashem's scrutinizing you very carefully, right? Because that's you're in a makom sakana. So Hashem's looking at you. This person deserves to have a healthy baby, healthy delivery. You know, it's a makom when Hashem's looking at you carefully. What's he looking at? He's looking at halakas neros of all things. So what you see, it's a chov. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Zvada Vamrila Amar of Nachman Bar Rav Rava Amar Rav had lakas ner Shabbos bechova had lakas neros on Shabbos is a chov. Rechitas yadayim raglayim bechamin arvis, washing your hands and feet before Shabbos is a rishus. It's a rishus, and Tosva says it doesn't mean it's a rishus. It means it's not as important and not as required as lighting Shabbos candles. Look at the second Tosfos. Chova, the next one. Legabe rechitzes yadayim bechamin, kari lechova, delo havi kol kach mitzvah. It's not such a mitzvah like lighting Shabbos candles. So one's called a chov, one's called a rishus. And Tosfos says, mayim achronim, kari lechova. Mayim achronim is called a chova, right? Mishum sakana demelach sedomis, because there was a sakana in those days from the salt. Shaharu hanefesh, you can kill somebody. Uchamiri tfei min harishonim. It's more machmir than mayim rishonim. Mayim rishonim is a halacha because of tuma, so you don't do it. You're not keeping the halacha. But to do something to make yourself sick, that's madness. That's crazy. It's much more machmir, right? What's more machmir? Putting on tefillin or walking in traffic? Who walks in traffic? If you walk in traffic, you're killing yourself. It's crazy, right? Same thing over here. Who's not going to do Mayim Achronim? You're killing yourself. Then look what Tosa says. V'yesh Rotzim Lomar, some want to say, the Ein Levarech Hadlakas Ner, that you shouldn't make a bracha on Hadlakas Neros, Midikari Lechova, because we're calling it a Chov, Kedamrin and Mayim Achronim Chova, the Ein Te'unan Bracha. Just like Mayim Achronim is called a Chov, we don't make a bracha on that. Hadlakas Neros is called a chov. We shouldn't make a bracha on that either. And Tosfos rejects that. He says it's not true. Don't think that for a minute, right? V'omar Rabbeinu Chatam, the Shibusha, it's a mistake. The lo dami l'mayim achronim. It's not compared to mayim achronim. The word chov here, don't take it so literally. It's a chov. It's a mitzvah. It's one of the seven mitzvahs of Rabbanon. Hadlakas Neros on Shabbos. And you make a bracha on it. And very, very good. Okay. Then the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Vani Omer Mitzvah. I say it's a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what mitzvah is that? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kachayim and Hagosh, Shabbi Yehuda Bar Biloy. This was the custom of Yehuda Bar Biloy. Erev Shabbos, Mevim Lo Areva, Malaya Chamin. They used to bring him a bucket, a pitcher, a bath, something of water. Chamin, Malaya Chamin, fill hot water for Rochets, Panav Yad of Raglov. He would wash his hands, his feet, and his face. Umis Atef, the Yoshev. He would sit there, b'sadinon hametuyotzin, with sadin of tzitzis. What's that? Rashi says, this is a very big, important tzitzis gemara. Rashi says, sadinin shel pishton, they were made out of pishton, ubohen tzitzis shel techeles, and the tzitzis that he wore were techeles, right? And techeles has to be made out of wool, so he's wearing wool and linen together. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was doing. Klayim, that's klayim. Ela shemutter men haTorah. There's nothing wrong with that. Didarshin on smuchin. Because we darshin smuchin. The parsha of tzitzis is next to the parsha of tzaras in parsha's kiseitze. Losil ba shatnez gedilim pasval. Don't wear shatnez, but tzitzis you should wear. So the Gemara makes a drasha that tzitzis can violate shatnez. Not a problem. And that's what Yehuda Rabbi Loi was doing. He was sitting there waiting for Shabbos to come. V'dome, back to the Gemara. V'dome l'malach Hashem tzivakos. And he looked like a malach Hashem. V'hayat talmidav, his talmidim, mechabin mimenu, they would hide kanfei ktsuso. They would hide their tzitzis. They didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to see the tzitzis. What didn't they want him to see? So he told me, what do you, my sons, my talmidim, lo kach shanisi lachem, didn't I teach you sadin b'tzitzis, that when it comes to Sadin B'tzitzis, Beis Shammai Potrin. Beis Shammai says that you're putter. Why does Beis Shammai say you're putter? Rashi explains, Af agaf tzitzis chovahu, even though tzitzis is a chov, you got to wear tzitzis, b'chol talisos sheyesh lo la'adam, right? Any tzitzis you have, v'afilu munachim bakufsa, even if they're in the closet, we don't hold like this. We hold that tzitzis is a chov in the gavra. So if you have a four-cornered garment, you have tzitzis in your drawer, but you didn't put the tzitzis on, you have the beged, the four-cornered beged. You didn't put the tzitzis on. You didn't do anything wrong. That's how we paskin. Beis Shammai held no. Any pair of any four-cornered garment, even if you're not wearing it, has to have tzitzis on it. So, hani the pishton peturin, but if it's pishton, it's pater. Why is it pater? Mishum klayim, lo shayar lachmana. The lo darshi smuchin. Because Beis Shammai didn't darshan smuchin, so Beis Shammai held, how can you wear pishton with tzitzis? Impossible. It's impossible. According to, in Beis Shammai's world, they didn't wear tzitzis if the garment was made out of linen, because the tzitzis strings were made out of wool and a shatnez. They wouldn't do it. They didn't darshan smuchin. Okay? Now, according to this, if you don't have tcheles, then even Beis Shammai would agree you have to wear tzitzis, put on pishton strings. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem of shatnez. Tcheles he can't wear. But if it's not tcheles, no issue. So Rabbi Yehuda says to his Talmidim, why are you hiding from me? You guys hold like Beis Shammai? Nobody holds like Beis Shammai. Right back to the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel u'mechayavin. Beis Hillel says you have to wear. Balacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So why are you hiding from me? Why aren't you wearing tzitzis? Why are you hiding from me? We don't hold like Beis Shammai. V'inhu savri. But the Talmidim thought, gzeira mishum ksus laila. It's a gzeira from ksus laila. What's ksus laila? It's a machlokas what that is. It's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. So Rashi here says, v'inhu savri. It's a long Rashi, but we got to read it because he explains it so well. Talmidim shahayu osrin. They didn't want to wear tcheles on linen. They hair like Beis Shammai, 100%. What's the issue? It's a gzera ksus laila. What's ksus laila? What does that mean? Savri, they held. Nehida halacha kibeit hillel, dechayav midaraisa. Of course we hold like Beit Hillel. Of course. Me, however, rabbanon gazir b'hu, mishum ksus laila. What does that mean? Shema yehe lo ksus, shem yuchad lelelos. Maybe you have a garment that you only wear at night, like pajamas. Nobody wears pajamas by the day unless they're home all day like now. Otherwise, you wear pajamas only at night. V'yitel bo tzitzis. And you're going to put on tzitzis. V'dimso lavush klayim shalob makom mitzvah. What's going to happen? You're going to wear your pajamas by the day. You're not going to put tzitzis on the pajamas because it's one second, what if you walk around by the day? Diksus laila lo mechayev tzitzis. You're not mechayev tzitzis in diksiv ure'isem oso. It says ure'isem oso. U'b'yivamis parchinon. V'chibezdin. Okay, one second. We'll get to that in a minute. So you hear what he's saying? Since there's a ksus laila, it doesn't require tzitzis. No, I'm sorry. Since a ksus laila, we don't want to put tzitzis on a ksus laila because we're afraid that it's not going to only be balaila. By the way, when you wake up in the morning and you're wearing pajamas, it's not the night anymore. Right? On the night, there's no chiyuv in tzitzis. What about the day? Day there is. So you can wake up in the morning and you're not going to have tzitzis on your pajamas.
Gross. Mark. You froze.
You froze in Menachem. You have to repeat what you just said.
What?
You're back.
Wearing your tzitzis by night, and then you froze.
Yeah. One second. It's cut off. You hear me now?
I think you're good now.
Okay. So therefore, they made a gzeira, don't wear tzitzis on linen garments. Because I guess most of the linen garments were night garments, and you're going to get mixed up. Don't do it. Now, ubi yivamas parchinon, and yivamas the Gemara asks, v'chi bezdin masnin la'akar davar ben atorah, lipar esachiv, how can bezdin say, don't wear tzitzis? How can bezdin say that? Mm. Bezdin could say, stay home and don't listen to shofar.
Breaking up.
How can they say, again, don't sit on the beged? How can they do that? How can we make it do like that? So the Gemara says, Umashani, shave al tasa shiny. It's shave al tasa also. How is it shave al tasa? How could that be possible? So that's a little bit of a lamdish thing. But once it's on, now it's on. So you once it's on.
You froze. Yeah. You froze. You have to go back to where you said that. How can Bezdin tell you not to?
Right.
How can Bezdin? How can Bezdin tell you not to wear tzitzis? How can they do that?
The same way they can tell you not to bring you, blow your shofar. The same way they can tell you not to blow your shofar on Shabbos. What's the problem?
No, but here they're telling you to put on tzitzis, put on a four corner garment, but don't put tzitzis on the garment. How can they do that? We're making a gzeira. Don't put tzitzis on linen because you might put tzitzis on pajamas. How can they do that? And the answer is, it's the same thing. It's shave al tasa. How exactly is it shave al tasa? Because I think the pshat is, once it's on, now it's a shave al tasa. It's a complicated thing how that is. Anyway, the best I can tell you, there's a massive tosfos here. We go through the whole sugya detail. If we had an hour to do it, we'd go through the whole tosfos nice and slow. The great tosfos, but we don't have time. So that's why they didn't want to wear the tzitzis. Because
tzitzis that are attached to a linen beged, that's shatnez d'oraisa?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be woven together?
No. It's the same beged.
I don't think that's correct.
It is or it's not?
It's not correct.
No?
Shatnez is the thread has to be woven. It has to be woven into the thread. Not
then what's the whole kasha here with tzitzis?
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know. It's a good question because when you have a suit with two pieces that are put together into the item, that's not shatnez. That's not shatnez d'oraisa.
If I have an undershirt, a woolen undershirt, and then I put a linen shirt on top of it, is that shatnez?
Not in a Torah.
Oh. Right.
I don't know. Maybe because the strings are tied together to the garment. I don't know.
If they're woven together, it is shatnez. It's some question.
They're not woven.
They're not woven. They're just
when in the processing it, woven, you sew it in together, the shatnez. It's a linen and
I know, but that's right. Not what you
attached
do.
Attached is not the same thing as woven or sewn in. Attached, what Donnie is saying is correct. That's not shatnez d'oraisa, so...
Okay.
What do you mean? But the shatnez that they have in the Kohanim with the avnet and the grid, it was not two things woven together. It was just worn together.
But that was woven together.
Yeah.
That was mamish together.
Yeah. We learned from Hilchos Shabbos that if you tie something through something else and then tie it into a knot, then that's counted as sewing. So just as we do that when we pass the tzitzis into the beged, that's like it's weaving. It's like sewing.
I hear you. We have a clothier here who's an expert on Hilchos Shatnez, and he says it's not shatnez. I don't know the answer. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It sounds good, right? So maybe tzitzis is different. I don't know. Okay. Now let's take 5 more minutes because now it's a gadata until we finish. Tomorrow's daf is extremely hard. The next 2 days are brutal. All about tumah. But here we go. Batiznach mishalom nafshi nasisi tova. My v'tiznach mishalom nafshi. What does that mean? Amr v'avo zed lakas ner Shabbos. Hadlakas ner Shabbos. Nasisi tova. Amr v'irmiya zed beis hamerachatz. Beis hamerachatz. A nice good shvitz. What's better than that? V'yochanan's amar zed rechitzas yadayim raglayim b'chamin. Washing in hot water. V'yitzach nafcha amar zumita noe. A good bed. The kelim noem shaleha. With good kelim on it. That's the best. Rabbi Avo omar. Zumita. Mutzas. A nice bed. V'isha. Mukushetes. L'tamidi chachamim. And a woman adorned. For the Talmud Chacham. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu, Oshi, who's rich, Kol Sheyizol Nachas Ruach Ba'Oshro, anyone who has Nachas Ruach from his wealth, Divir Mir, Simon, my time, Simon Makas, from Tarfon Omer, Kol Sheyishbo Kuf, Kramim, if someone has 100 Kramim, 100 vineyards, Umeya Sadat, 100 fields, the Kuf of Adam, 100 servants, of the men that's conserving. Rekiv Omer, Kol Sheyishol Isha Noah, B'maisim, a good woman, good character. Yossi Omer, Kol Sheyish Lo Bayis Hakise, Beis Hakise Zama L'Shulchano. A Beis Hakise next to his Shulchan. Okay, we're going to stop here. This new Gemara right here, Tanya. Very challenging Gemara tomorrow. All right, so we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Good to see everyone. And we'll resume tomorrow, 8 a.m. Everyone enjoy.
Hey, Mark, how do I sponsor the DAF for next week? How can I sponsor the DAF?
Send me a text.
Okay. What's your number?
917.
917.
434.
Yeah.
5768.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Have a good day.
Everyone have a good day.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.